Hello, everybody. This is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Saturday, August 17th, 2019. Welcome to episode 90 of Amy Talks About Stuff. And yes, this is another live field recording episode, so no theme music in this episode. It's another live in the parks episode with me at Epcot. I will get to that in a bit. I'd better hurry up. They start the intro music in 20 minutes, so I'd better talk fast, so I don't have to talk over the intro music. No, I don't really think I'll go for 20 minutes, but I'll try to be succinct. As I was describing in yesterday's episode, yesterday was Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom Day, today was Animal Kingdom and Epcot Day, and for only having 2 days and one of them only a partial day to spend in Disney World, I'm really, really happy with everything I managed to get done over these 2 days. Today, I sadly did not sleep very well. Anxiety, so I did not get up or out of the hotel room as early as I would have hoped. They wouldn't have let me in the main gates at Animal Kingdom before 9 anyway, I don't think. But it was like 9:05, 9:07-ish when I finally got in. I had hoped to be going through them right exactly at 9 on the dot, but no such luck. I insisted upon getting a generic coffee and a muffin at an outdoor vending cart in Animal Kingdom. I did not care if my coffee and muffin were Starbucks branded. I cared about joining the queue for Avatar, Flight of Passage. I'm not in a non-property hotel. Any FastPass Plus spots were presumably taken by people who were in on-property hotels. But, so, me and basically everyone else who got there at 9 o'clock all joined the standby queue. It was partway down the walkway to one of the other lands. So, at the very beginning, it was hot, it was humid, it was sunny, and we all knew we were in for a long morning. I made a note, it was about 9:30, and I did manage to get caught up on a fair amount of podcasts while I was listening, or while I was waiting in line. The Flight of Passage queue, I'm actually glad I did go through the standby queue because it does an amazing job of building up to the experience. There's a whole bunch of different rooms. There's an ancient cave, and there's a science lab, and they all really organically feel like part of the Pandora world leading up to the Flight of Passage experience. That's the one where you get to fly on one of those banshees. The indigenous people call them Ikran, which they did actually acknowledge. I was really happy that in the instructional videos, which there are two rounds of, one to set up the universe, or one to set up the technology and the story. That's the first one. The second one, for more of the practical side of the chair that you'll be sitting in for the experience. And anyway, they did use both the proper term, Ikran, and the colloquial term by humans, Banshee, both in the video, which I thought was a really, really wonderful touch. It really made me happy. By the time I was there, it was about 12:30. So yes, I'd been in the line for the whole 3 hours. Worth every second. Flight of Passage is Soarin' on steroids, crack, and LSD. It's just incredible. incredibly realistic and the most realistic and immersive thing Disney has ever done. And if they are really serious about it, it is very, very intense. I'll admit I did actually close my eyes at one point, and it's just incredibly beautiful, and the motion is really real and completely immersive for the experience. Absolutely worth all that standing around. I'm so, so glad I did it, and I would do it again in a heartbeat. They do... one of the cool things about the queue is it is 100% wheelchair accessible, and it's a long, very long but fairly gentle upslope, and so most of the time you're going up the side of a mountain and then into the mountain, into a cool cave, and within which there are a whole bunch of rooms, and some of them you can partially see into, and some of them there are sharp turns that it takes, so you can't see what's beyond it, so whatever's next is a big mystery. And that is so cool. It really, really, really builds up anticipation. And then when you're going out, you have to go back down the side of the mountain, which is also another set of sloping ramps. They do the exit through the gift shop thing, which I hate. Even though I may be a cynical old fart, but they got me this time. I'm kind of sorry to admit. I am now the proud owner of a kind of pretty wood bead bracelet that was specially made for the Pandora merchandise shop. I wanted to stay and make one of the stations where you can make your own Navi necklace or bracelet. I would have stayed to make my own necklace if I hadn't had a FastPass Plus window to get to. By the time I got through getting my bracelet... I should explain. They made a big deal about this flying on one of these things. Well, they made a big deal. It already was a big deal. The original screenwriter made a big deal of it. Of this being a rite of passage. And I am a huge sucker for ceremonies and traditions and things, and this was really and truly incredible ride experience. So I went ahead and got one of the pre-made bracelets. I so rarely feel the need to get souvenirs of things, but this time I did. By the time I was done with that, it was already 1. I knew I had to... My window started at 1:25. I had to get moving. Walked straight out of Animal Kingdom, straight to the intra-resort bus stop. Thankfully, I didn't have to wait more than 5 minutes for the bus to Epcot. Rode the bus to Epcot. Walked, power walked. Got stuck in bag check for several minutes. We have a rule against selfie sticks. That's all I have to say. So that delayed me in bag check. Someone else had one. But I did make it. I saw Frozen Ever After on the FastPass Plus menu, and it was the hot ticket for a while, so I said, why not? I am fond of the characters, even if I'm... This is not for me, but I do like the characters. So I managed to walk in the doorway at exactly 2 o'clock, and my window had been from 1:25 to 2:25, so I did pretty darn good. It was actually really cute. I really liked what they did with that space. It worked really well. And the way they used the existing ride infrastructure and the Frozen characters actually worked out for a really, really neat effect. Let's see. So did that. Also, I'm here for Illuminations, mostly, more than anything else. And I am especially fond of Epcot. That very first time I ever came to Disney World, that I mentioned with a junior high school group when I was 14, we came here first. So it's particularly special to me, more so than any of the other parks. So I decided to get the special Spaceship Earth mouse ears headband. I was already wearing my BB-8 ear hat. So yes, I went ahead and paid for a locker to put my BB-8 ear hat in for the rest of the day so I could wear my new ear headband. I had lunch at Electric Umbrella, walked around Future World to take a bit of a walk down memory lane for a bit. Did do Soarin'. They didn't have to wait more than 15 or 20 minutes. Epcot isn't terribly crowded today, remarkably. And finally did Reflections of China, which this is my fifth Disney World trip overall, my second solo trip. That's another new thing I've never done before. Never been to Tangerine Cafe in Morocco for dinner either. Nor have I ever been to Electric Umbrella for lunch. I made a point of doing new things today that I'd never done before. This whole trip, except for Illuminations, this whole trip has been about doing new things that I'd never gotten the chance to do previously. So, Illuminations is about to start. As you may or may not be aware, they are going to work on a replacement show, but this is... the very last day for this will be September 30th, but it started in the late summer, early fall, I think, of 1999. 20 years is a darn good run for one of these theme park shows. And so it was then new on this first trip, on that first trip when I was 14. It was not even a year old. And we ended our night with it on that trip. And as soon as I heard this was going to be the last summer for it, I had to come and see it one last time. So I made a point of having another reason to come to Orlando besides just that. So I also signed up for the Podcast Movement Conference, which I discussed earlier. My featured image for this episode is going to be the Blueberry Grass Band, which is the band I saw perform, that I happened to stumble upon performing over at the Canada Pavilion of World Showcase. That's one of the things I love about World Showcase. It's so easy to stumble upon a music performance in progress. And so I think I will make that my featured image for this episode. It is now 8:22, so intro music starts in 8 minutes. Wow, I've been talking for 13 minutes. It has been a really, really good day. But I think I will leave this here and tell you all to have an amazing day. It has been an amazing trip. Tomorrow's show will be an airport update, something I haven't done in a while because tomorrow I go home. Which is fine. I am ready to go home. And I will talk to you then. As our friend Nathan always says, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.